If you need a new roof or a repair, Easton Roofing will take care of you. Estimates are always free and suggestions are built on integrity. Visit EastonRoofing.com for more information. Get back to business faster with Easton Roofing. Easton Roofing. Integrity matters.
Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Stephen St. John, Nate Bucati, and Jake Pounders. That's what you are right now.
Pounding.
Yeah.
Right now, the captain, Matt Beasler, joins us. Hello, Matt. How are you?
Good morning, boys. I'm doing well. Happy hump day, Stephen.
Oh, you know what? Thank you very much. You're the only one that's been nice enough to say that to me.
Nate, and happy Wednesday.
Yeah, thank you, right. Matt.
Don't want to use those words in front of Nate, you know?
Well, trust me, I know. So if you spent any time ridiculing Ike Opara at all this week about what has transpired in the NCAA tournament, is that topic coming up?
I've left that to Seth.
Okay.
Seth's our big KU guy. He's a huge advocate on the Big 12. So him and Ike, every year it seems like the same thing happens. They go back and forth which conference is better, Big 12, ACC. I would say the last couple years the ACC has probably gotten the better of us, especially in the tournament. But this year feels very nice for us. It was a lot of fun to watch KU beat Duke like that on Saturday or Sunday.
I mean, did it get ugly? Because, like, based on what Nate tells me, Ike is pretty aggressive in his defense of the ACC and Duke. So I would imagine that that maybe it could have gotten a little bit ugly.
Yeah, we talked yesterday at breakfast about it, and I was in the conversation. He was surprisingly calm. Hmm. He was level-headed, which sometimes doesn't happen when you get Ike talking about ACC basketball. He's very passionate about it. But no, he was talking about the game. We were dissecting it a little bit, and he was level-headed. He was bringing up some good points about, you know, the charge call, and, you know, Duke missed some opportunities and got away from Bagley, and KU hit some big shots, and so he was good about it.
Here's my problem with Ike on this situation, though, because he is very verbally aggressive toward me on text message as well about this stuff. And he claims the entire, like, East Coast. He goes, well, all the best teams are the East Coast. You guys are going to lose to Villanova. And I'm like, so now you're taking like, Big East schools, too? Like, you're taking credit for that? Like, he's taking, like, the most populated region in the entire country and using that, like, if the ACC doesn't do well, he still feels like he's a winner. And I have an issue with that.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if he's trying to get a reaction out of you and Seth, or if that's what he really believes. I don't think we'll be able to tell, but he was all good. He was a good loser, I guess, for his Dukies on Monday morning.
Okay, so will your schedule allow you to go to opening day, or at least sit back and enjoy and watch a Royals opening day tomorrow?
I've been in years past, just depending on our schedule. I don't think I'll be able to make it this year because Thursdays are typically our long days. They're our biggest preparation for the upcoming game on the weekend. So that's when we do most of our meetings. It's when we do most of our rehab after training. And so I don't think I'll be able to get out there. I assume it's an early first pitch. That's how they usually do it, right?
3:15 will be the first.
So it's a little later.
I was literally asking for a friend named
thanks, Stephen.
Named Nate. So I know that you still thought that I actually was asking for a friend.
Yeah.
Nate was like,
I just assumed it was like a 1:10 or 1:30, like it sometimes is. But yeah, 3:15 or 3:30, whatever you said. That's in play. I might have to look into doing it.
Well, if you want to go, let me know. So
I will. I'll text you right after the show.
Tell me, don't, you know, just keep it between us, right?
Stevens,
I heard you're entertaining to watch a baseball game with.
Let's do it. You know what? Some people would call it irritating, but entertaining could be used. But now, if you want to go, love to have you out there, and we could just keep it on the DL and not tell any co-host or anything. And also, one final question. So you talk about Ike Opara. How much pressure is on you to perform well on Saturday, considering it's Ike Opara bobblehead night?
Yeah, there's definitely some pressure.
Right.
Me being his partner there in the back, I want to make him look good. It's pretty cool to get a bobblehead after you, especially in the form of a bicycle kick. Everyone remembers that game last year against the Galaxy where he scored that ridiculous bicycle kick away from home to help us win. So not only to get a bobblehead, that's really cool, but to have it in the form, he's actually doing a bicycle kick on the bobblehead is really cool. So we want to make sure it's a good night for everybody, especially for Ike.
See, but Nate told me they changed it. The bobblehead now is actually him tearing up his bracket and shaking like, oh, Duke lost.
I'm gonna tell him you said that right when I see him this morning. That's great.
Taking like your little mini brackets, like ripping it, like, oh!
I like that. Right, because yeah, his bracket's been busted.
You'd want to collect that, yeah, right? You put that on your mantle. See? I got ideas all day long, Matt Beasler.
I like that. I wish I would have thought of that. Oh, that's great. By the way, I think it was Matt Beasler who had the assist to Ike Opara on that bicycle kick last year, if I'm not mistaken.
I did, according to Nate Buchady's call. That's correct.
Right. Yeah. Well, see? If you're going to rely on that, yeah, then I'm not sure that's 100% accurate.
That's not always 100% accurate.
Right.
I finally got the name right on the person who scored the match winner in the game on Saturday when Diego Rubio came off the bench. Tell me about the fight back you guys showed against the Colorado Rapids last Saturday.
It was, look, like any game, there was positives and negatives. I think that, you know, the negatives being we gave up two goals in the first 10 minutes and away from home. That's not very good. And that is not a good recipe for success. It digs yourself a massive hole and just makes things extremely difficult. So that part of it is ridiculous for us to do, and it's just not good enough. So that can't happen. If you look at the positives, though, there were a ton of positives from that game. Throw out the first 10 or 15 minutes where we did give up those two goals, and the rest of the game we completely dominated. And you're talking about being away from home, being in altitude. It was their home opener. For us to come back from two goals down, you talk about getting numbers in the box. We were creating five or six really, really good chances. You talk about our substitutes coming on and making a difference. Those were all positives. And then finally, just us, this is four games in a row now that we've gotten stronger as the game's gone on, which I think is a great sign early in the season. You know, it speaks to our fitness levels. It speaks to our style of play and wearing down the opponent and our ability to keep the ball. And so, breaking down the game, we'll look at the negatives. We'll try to correct them. We'll go to work this week. And then we'll also try and gain confidence from all those positives that I just explained.
Okay, one of the positives I want to talk to you about, Matt, because you're a guy with perspective. You've played in the World Cup. You played against maybe the greatest player in the history of the world and Cristiano Ronaldo and maybe the greatest team ever in Germany. There's a guy on your team now, and I've just been thinking a lot about this week, that I don't know how much of the city even knows who he is or recognizes that he's here. I mean, I know the diehard Sporting fans have appreciated him already, but this Felipe Gutierrez that was brought in this offseason, I knew he was going to be good because he's played 35 games for the Chilean national team. He was the player of the year in the top division in the Netherlands, which is a great league. So I knew he was going to be good. But, man, if he's not one of the best players in this entire league, I don't know who is. He was ranked by the Audi Index as the best player in the entire league this past weekend. I feel like we've got to do something to let people in Kansas City know how special this guy is. Considering all those people I mentioned you've been on a soccer field with in your career, can you describe for people that maybe don't know about him or haven't seen him what we have on our hands here in Felipe Gutierrez?
Well, certainly four games into his MLS career, he's playing like one of the best players in the league. So I think that's a huge thing for us. It's a great positive sign. The challenge for him will be to keep this pace up. If he keeps this pace up, I mean, absolutely. You're talking about a MVP and all these things that happen at the end of the season. But for him, I think he's adjusted extremely well to the league. I think that's probably one of the biggest things. He just fits our team. He fits our team really well. The way that he plays, he covers a lot of ground. He's got a huge engine, just like Roger. So having him in the middle of the park is big. And then he has a nose for goal. I think he's shown that. I don't think anyone, when we initially signed him, was expecting him to, you know, get this much goal production. And so hopefully he can keep that up. The one thing that I've really been impressed with is just his ability to hit the target. You know, a lot of times you'll see it in practice, but it won't translate to the games. But so far in the games, he's stayed true to that. And when he's found those positions in the box with a little opening, he's extremely accurate with his shooting, and that showed in the games.
All right, Matt, tell everyone what we need to know about DC United ahead of Saturday's match.
Yeah, it's another big one for us back at home. You know, I'll speak to kind of us in general right now instead of DC. You know, I think with everything going on in the sports world, with March Madness, you know, wrapping up and the Royals starting, and I know there's some people probably in the city right now that are like, oh, I didn't even know Sporting was playing. You know, it kind of the season sneaks up on us. And I also know that there's some listeners on the show that probably aren't the biggest soccer fans, and that's totally okay. You can have your opinion. But I do want to say, if you think that soccer is boring and you're not quite entertained, you know, by our style of play, check us out and watch us play this year, because we are playing some really, really good soccer. Our games have been extremely entertaining to watch. We've created some awesome things going forward, and I know that's what everyone wants to see. And so that's what I would encourage. I would encourage you to check us out. Our season is in full swing, and we're ready to go, and we're playing really well right now.
First place in the Western Conference in the early going. Of course, as you said, a long, long way to go. But Sporting back at it against DC United, 7:30 on Saturday, and it's Ike Opara bobblehead night. First 10,000 fans through the doors get the Ike Opara bicycle kick bobblehead. Matt, thank you so much for the time, and we will see you Saturday night at Children's Mercy Park.
You're welcome, guys. Good to be on again.
Let me know if you want to go to the game tomorrow, all right?
Yeah, I will. I will. I'll text you after the show.
All right, Matt. Thanks.
I got a ticket for
you guys.
Nah, I already invited him. Too late. He's my date.
What's Sue going to do?
She don't want to go with me. You take Sue.
I'll take Sue.
No, Sue's in. I can make, you know what? Here's the deal, though.
I thought maybe since Haas wasn't here, she didn't want to go anymore.
I can make things. No, here's the deal. That's what I've been concerned about.
Hmm.
I've been concerned about that. Because, you know, and I
she's
thought
true
about
blue,
that.
Though.
Well, no, she loves the Royals.
She's true blue.
But I'll be honest with you, her enthusiasm waned when Haas signed in San Diego. But timing is everything. And the opportunity to go to the Challenger Fashion event and meet Whit Merrifield, then all of a sudden, you know, it's like, how's who? Hey. Wow. I go, hey.
Wow.
Hey. That was actually me. But, you know, Whit Merrifield, I mean, how would you describe him to someone that has not seen Whit Merrifield? Like you said it before, you called him a hunk.
Oh, yeah, he's a hunk.
Right.
You know, Matt Beisler's a hunk. Do you think would Sue be excited to know that she might get to go to the Royals game with him?
Well, we had, remember we had dinner all together.
That's right.
You don't remember that, do you? You were too busy talking.
No, don't remember.
Nick Garoso's.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know, I feel like there are so many things that you've done that you just don't recollect quite.
I was like, when do we have dinner together? Oh, Christmas party.
Well, there we go.
The holiday party. Yeah, Matt Beisler came to the holiday party with us. So Matt's wife, Amanda, is she's a big Jayhawk. She went to, she ran cross country at KU.
Right.
And I found out that my wife has been texting with her because they are plotting to figure out how they're going to watch the KU game while they come to the Sporting game on Saturday.
Can't they just go in the,
into the Shield Club? Yeah.
It's the play-by-play guy's wife and the captain's wife. I feel like they could
be set up. Strings can be pulled.
Yeah, that's what
I feel like.
On.
I feel like there's not much work to be done. Like, right. Hey, make this happen.
Right. I feel like they just dump it in you're in Matt's lap, and they go, okay.
I think
they
were trying to do it behind our back because they didn't want to offend us that they were going to be watching a different game than ours. You know.
I told Sue. I said, here's the deal. We got to move on from the Sarah Cosmer thing. Yeah. It's a lot for me.
Right.
A lot of it's for me. I'm not
feel like you talking her into
right,
it is more
fine.
Talking yourself
I'm
into it.
I'm not going to sit here and run from that. I get it. I got to move on. So I told her, because I was up there at Rally House. I said, you get let me get you a new jersey. So who? Salvi or Witt? And she's torn. What would you recommend?
Salvi. But that's me. That's my
taste.
What
do you have against Whit Merrifield?
Nothing. Salvi's just more my taste.
Well.
He's got that.
I mean, Salvi's the second greatest Royal of all time, according to the poll.
Well.
Dude's going to be in the Hall of Fame one day.
Well, let me tell you what I think according to my poll.
Well,
all right. Let's do that right now at the break.
No.
Come here.
I do want to say this. Jake, I think Jake can back me up on this. Last point, I asked Matt about him.
You should never preface that because I'm just automatically going to be like, nope.
No, he's not going to make you up on that at all because you think
you will.
I feel
like he has
island,
to
bro.
Say it because he doesn't want to say,
say it
because Jake's a very smart soccer guy. The town needs to know about this Felipe Gutierrez.
He's awesome, man.
Am I wrong?
No, you're absolutely correct.
This
special player.
What do they say about Jake Gutierrez?
Well, him too. See,
he's just special.
Jake needs a Gutierrez jersey, you know?
I have a couple.
It's... This league,
the
like the growth of this league, this MLS, for a long time people like referred to it as the retirement league because it was the league that great players would come to when they were done playing their best soccer. This guy's 27 years old, and he could be, I'm telling you, he could be playing in any league in the world.
All right.
He might be.
Good. You know, I hate doing this, but I'm going to because...
And I just think people need to know. I just don't feel like he's getting enough.
No, I'll back you up on that. Yeah, absolutely. He's... He's unlike any other player I've seen play for this organization. I mean, he's in his prime, and he is he's a next level player.
God, I wish I was in my prime.
Yeah, well,
I'm priming right now.
Are you really?
Yeah, best I've felt in years.
I can't go because I'm out of town. But you see, she's just texting me. Sue wants to know if you can get a bobblehead.
She did really?
Know. Yes.
She wants a bobblehead.
Yes,
I want one too.
But you're in town. You could go.
Yep.
I can't.
You're going to be in Chicago.
Look at his face. Look at his face right now.
I mean, I'll be watching.
But if you can get one, you know.
Yeah, I'll see what I can do.
I don't know what's going on.
But, you know, it's going to be it's a hot item.
Did you like my idea for an alternate bobblehead for Eichel Parra?
Yes.
Him ripping up his bracket.
Right, and like shaking like...
Like then, his head bobbling sideways.
What you do is say, did Duke win? And then he just... No.
Shake it back.
No.
Is Kansas going to the final four?
Yeah. Who did better? Did the Big 12 do better? Back into this on WHB.